You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Cancer control agency Te Aro o Te Kahu released a report today aimed at measuring the gap that patients have been looking to close for years. The report found that there were 18 cancer-related medicines with significant and substantial benefits that New Zealanders did not have access to. I spoke to Chief Executive of the Breast Cancer Foundation, Arlene Rayner, on the matter, and I started off by asking her, getting her take on this report.
So first of all, we think that the report was timely. As we're awaiting the overdue findings of the PharmAct review, we disagree with the report's findings, but acknowledge that starting is good. So whilst this doesn't actually bring any comfort to breast cancer patients that are fighting for treatments that they so desperately need right now, the reasons why we disagree with their findings is under the methodology that Te Aho o Te Kahu used for this report, what that outlined is drugs that met the high benefit threshold. So they identified one, which was Kadcyla, which we agree absolutely requires funding, and we'll be calling on PharmAct as soon as possible to fast track this drug for early breast cancer. But what it didn't highlight were, using the same methodology, the 15 unfunded breast cancer drugs that met this high benefit threshold. So what we know about those drugs is that they are available in other countries, and most importantly, they are recommended in international treatment guidelines. So we believe that it's a missed opportunity to fully understand that gap.
You mentioning that it comes timely with the PharmAct, the overdue PharmAct review, that is, and I'm guessing that's because of the amount of medicines and drugs that aren't available?
Yeah, it's the PharmAct review, the interim report was released a good few months ago now, and we understand the ministers have the PharmAct report. What I would suspect is there is a significant amount of underfunding required for PharmAct to actually deliver the treatment quality that New Zealanders need for cancer in total, let alone breast cancer.
Now, the Cancer Control Agency has rejected this criticism over the inclusion of only one breast cancer drug on the list. What are your thoughts on this? And, yeah, any other comments?
Yeah, I respect that Te Aho o Te Kahu rejects our findings. However, we are using the same criteria to identify those findings as they used for analysis in their report. So that's the ESMO criteria, which is the clinical benefit score. So those clinical benefit scores for breast cancer drugs across the world are available online globally. And as I said, these drugs are available in other countries and are recommended in international treatment guidelines using the same methodology as Te Aho o Te Kahu used in their report.
Also, there have been some possible delays in approvals for emergency cancer drugs coming in from overseas. Could you probably detail or possibly detail this and go into possibly maybe how COVID has impacted this?
Oh, I'm not sure that I can provide much detail on how COVID has impacted this. However, in terms of delays in treatment, Kadcyla has been in the country for a long time. We do know that it is in the process of for approval with PharmAct now. But those processes are long and windy, etc. So what we need to see is those benefits, treatment and drugs that can absolutely make a substantial difference for women with breast cancer fast-tracked for approval. And Kadcyla is one of those.
Andrew Little has said that the setting up of the Cancer Control Agency has provided the government with enough thorough independent information, but obviously he's also said the government is looking to do more. What does the Breast Cancer Foundation believe is the right thing to do at this point?
So our view on the right thing to do at this point, we agree with the methodology used from an ESMO perspective on assessing drugs available worldwide. Our recommendation would be to take this study one step further and fully identify the full range of drugs which meet those thresholds and make them available to New Zealand patients. So we know that they're both curative and they will also prolong the life of some patients. So it's really important that we take one further step of the study to take it and provide depth that will make changes in patients' lives.
And I guess a situation like this is quite dire as well, even just reading about husbands who have lost their wives to breast cancer, them explaining how they believe that this report shows the bare minimum.
From our perspective, we quite clearly disagree that there's a lot more drugs that could be funded that would make a substantial difference in the lives of women with breast cancer. And that's using the same methodology that Te Aho Otukahu used. So we're in line with what you're hearing from patients and patient spouses, because obviously you want the best possible care for your loved ones.
Is there anything else you want to add which we haven't talked about?
What we do here is from oncologists. So when they have patients that have no other options, they are urgently waiting to prescribe drugs that they believe that they'll work. So what we have in New Zealand is a missed opportunity to fully understand the gap. So my suggestion would be to take this study further and focus more thoroughly on each cancer stream. And with regards to breast cancer, there's obviously another 15 unfunded drugs out there that meet the high benefit threshold and would make a substantial difference in the lives of patients.
Overseas, is this a different story? Do we see a lot more better cancer treatments from overseas in Australia and also around the globe?
Yeah, so those 15 unfunded drugs, which in our view should have been included within this assessment by Te Aho Otukahu, are available in other countries. And not only that, they are recommended in international treatment guidelines for breast cancer. So that to me signals that there is a significant gap in the treatment available within New Zealand.
That was the Chief Executive of the Breast Cancer Foundation, Arlene Rayner, speaking about the report released by the Cancer Control Agency, Te Aro o Te Kahu.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.